Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio, NLP Radio with Rob Wilson. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And tonight I want to talk about something that's, I've started a new website and it's a new blogging site. And it's called Common Sense Politically Incorrect. And it's called that because there is a big gap between the college-educated Wall Street and everything else, and it's really a lack of communication. But it really comes down to college education really not looking at the working man like it's there any more than a pawn. And we know that's been that way since the beginning of time. We can do so many advanced things, but we can't deal with each other. And that's what this website is really about, is everybody dealing with each other and looking at each other as an asset to life rather than a negativity to life. And that's what really scares people, is to understand, you know, that other people can do things and not everybody is going to get to be in an office. And you know, if somebody's successful, that is fantastic. But not everybody can be where you're at, because it takes people doing all genres of life. But this is scares people because they don't want to play in the game of life and in their own way and everything else. Everybody's afraid to see somebody else be successful. And that's what this website, and that's what I'm really choosing to engage in, because the hourly workers of the world have as much wisdom as the CEOs. They just use it in a different way. And if you ever watch Undercover Boss, you find out that the bosses can sit in the office, but sometimes they can't go out and physically do the labor and physically do what needs to be done. And see, no matter what we do in this world, people are the bottom line of success. Well, we look at people as an adversary instead of the bottom line of success. No matter what you do in business or in life, somewhere there's people involved. And that is what we're doing today. And wherever people are involved, that's where money comes from. And, you know, we're so afraid of wages, paying decent wages in this country anymore. We've actually went backwards instead of going forward. And that is the challenge we face. We really face a challenge in moving the world forward. And the world will not go forward until people start paying wages. Wages are the bottom line to the GDP. And this country and the world think cheap labor is the answer to everything. Well, if the cheap labor in China was the answer to everything, wouldn't there be a world boom right now instead of everything going down? You know, people are so afraid to see people have some luxuries in life and get treated decent that it scares them. And they blame wages on everything, but they don't take into consideration the CEO's wages into something. The CEO's and management's wages go into the price of a product just like everything else. It's like the high price of gas and fuel we're having today. Everybody's blaming Barack Obama. Well, it's the Republicans and Democrats. And it really started in 1973. We've been held hostage by the oil companies. And they're not saying it's them. And then I was listening to Bill O'Reilly one night, and this lady was saying that the oil companies run on such a slim margin of profit. If you look, they've made between $10 and $50 billion a quarter for the last five, six, 8 years. I'd like to run on a $45 billion a year margin. Wouldn't you, or a quarter margin? See, here's the thing. We're out of whack with common sense. And that's what the name of the website's called. Common sense politically incorrect. Because we're too correct and we're too stuck in the old ways to move forward right now. We're really hooked on the 1930s thinking. And I mean, we're hooked really, really bad. But here's the thing. We have so much wisdom and we have so much ingenuity to move forward that it's unbelievable. And as we're moving forward in life and we start opening up the communication, and you know, the biggest fallacy is tax the rich. That's not going to get it either. Taxes are a detriment because it's the money that's wasted in the budget. Everybody has to have paperwork from Seattle, Washington to Miami, Florida, and from San Diego to Portland, Maine, paperwork to do it. It kills three trees just to do one thing. And that is where it is. It's a bureaucracy that we have. And that's where life is. It's such a bureaucratic race. People are afraid to let go and expand. And that's really what it is. And, you know, something I've really come in to understand is I listen to a lot of the stuff and the words. People think they're talking subconsciously and to their subconscious, and actually they're talking to their conscious mind. You can always tell when somebody's in the conscious mind is when they're telling somebody what they're doing. You can really see that. And it's about going inside. And it's your everyday life is where your life is expanded. And a lot of people want to avoid that everyday life and thinking if they just wish it away, it's going to go away. Well, it isn't. Because the wisdom to expand you is right in front of you every day. We try to run away from it because it's easier to run than look. And that's where really, really has the world caught up in a bad situation is they're not looking forward, they're looking backwards. And the more you look backwards, the more challenges you encompass. You know, when life goes forward in a new way. But going forward means something has to leave, and we're really willing to let go. Something that really should be having to happen. When I work in the union, when I work as an electrician, I get drug tested. Well, if we started drug testing, the politicians and everybody else would kind of open our eyes to see what's going on. And I was also watching Fox News one day, and they had a bunch of union workers. They caught some union workers smoking pot. Well, if they don't think non-union smokes pot, that's a fallacy on them. See, we're so ingrained in hate, we can't move forward. And what we hate is ourselves because we don't understand what we have to do. And it's really about opening up communication amongst the people and taking the monetary and placement in life out of the situation. And that's where this is really at. And when we can really open up to do this, and common sense, politically incorrect. That's what that's all about. And it's about the blue-collar worker and the middle class, middle management, and the independent voter having a place to voice their opinion. See, the middle of the country is left out of the political system. And that's what it is, because the left, you can't talk to the left. You can't talk to the right in the middle. Gets left out because, well, let's be honest, fascists sell, and that's what we're doing. And we're really selling. And it's not about selling anything. It's about expanding the world. That's what this is all about. So where in your life are you afraid to expand your life and move your life forward? You know, here's the thing. You can't move forward when you think you know everything. And the only thing I know is I breathe. If I'm not breathing, I'm dying. And that's the only thing I have to do in life is breathe. So where in your life Are you afraid of yourself? And where does it go when you have nowhere else to go? But you see, here's something else that has to happen in our life, and it doesn't have to, but it'll be open. We're too ingrained in looking. You know, if you're in the Hollywood elite, everybody else will blow you if you're doing this. But, you know, here's something. Everybody breathes the same way, goes to the bathroom the same way, and everybody leaves Earth the same way. It's a morals integrity. And you just think about this. All the leaders in the world outside of history, but who gets talked about the most? The Buddha, Gandhi, the spiritual leaders. Who's the biggest spiritual leader still talked about the most today and has more followers? Jesus Christ in the Bible. They have way more than history. And so where do you think this is? Where do you think you're hung up in life? And what do you think happens in life when you let everything else go? You know, it's really about engaging in that life of yours and really expand who you are to live your life and move forward. You know, people can't do anything without making sure they're politically correct and all their neighbors really, really, really are engaged in them. You know, life happens when we're too busy being busy and worried. Did you notice when you're worrying and you're all wrought up, the world gets more wrought up? We're going to relax and be patient to success and listen our way. And that's what we're afraid to do like right now, is listen our way out of this. Because we're way too caught up in everything else and going forward and doing things. Because until you engage in things, life goes nowhere. And, you know, life doesn't happen by accident. Life happens for a purpose. But that purpose is yours to choose. You know, and you look at time. If you look at everything in the present moment, and you see what's going on. But really, what happens in life when you're too busy doing things and you get caught up in somebody else's inertia of stuff? You know, the only one that can really get caught up in somebody else's inertia is you, because it's your thoughts, your actions. And this country, we don't have the courage or the maturity to move forward right now. We don't. We're afraid. Because we have to look in the mirror and look at ourselves. That's a scary thing when you have nobody to blame. I mean, we absolutely have nobody to blame. And we're always looking for somebody to blame. And, you know, people want to see what life does without life being in the way. But, you know, life isn't what gets us. It's our own history, because we live in the misery of history. And we actually think history, actually we think history is the way through life. But history is really a controlling factor. And we don't have a past and we don't have a memory. We have an activation system of ingrained patterns. And that's usually, if you pay attention to what you're doing, it really does go into that and really open you up. But see, and something else I've really opened up to discover, there's a lot of people out there teaching the spiritual and the coaching and all this. And really what they're doing is ingraining their own drama more Because if it isn't just let go, let God expand and unleash the canonized abilities, you're actually complicating it. Break everything into 7 or 10 words. It's like we're having a presidential election with all the mudslinging, but really all we're going to have is a presidential election. And nobody can give anybody else credit for anything they say or do because they're so cynical in this world. And they're really looking for something to do. And that's what really is happening because everybody is afraid to engage in their own life. It isn't the life we're afraid to engage in, it's our own wisdom. Because we are the wisest people in the world. But we're too caught up in thinking college education is the answer. Now, college education is good, but when you use it as arrogance and you look down at people, you can't do anything, you can't do what they do, that doesn't make it right. And I listen to a lot of them Wall Street pundits. That's kind of politics and the Wall Street are kind of my little gimmick. And, you know, Lou Dobbs, I quote Lou Dobbs, he said they should take all the oil on the government lands and put it into a fund for the American people. But here's the thing. There was a guy from Wall Street that wouldn't go for it. It was almost like the government lands didn't belong to the American worker. And they belong as much to any American citizen as they do anything. Because the money doesn't give you any prestige except you knew how to get people to buy your product. And that's really what's happening here. You get people to buy your product. That means you have talent, but you got to be grateful for the people because it's the people that give you your wealth. And that's what the world has forgot and everything about it. We're so afraid to give somebody credit or give somebody an accolade for an idea. It hurts. We have to be right, and being right is living in the light of night and living in the dark of whatever. But see, here's the thing. We're too afraid of different. I've watched these guys think out of the box. I've listened and heard. But, you know, if you get somebody that does or has a new invention, everybody clams up and clams down on it and don't let it happen. So where in your life are you afraid to see people succeed? That's a question I'd like everybody to answer. Where are you afraid in life to see people succeed? You know, and am I guilty of this? Yes, but I've really expanded out of it. I have a goal with these radio shows and my other stuff is to see the world expand. By letting go, letting God, let it expand. And you know, however you are with God, that's perfect. And if you ain't with God, that's perfect too, because that's who you are and that's who you choose. But have you ever noticed the more somebody's ingrained in an ideology, the less you can have a conversation with them? And that's really what we're really working on to overcome right now, is overcoming the ingrained philosophies that people encompass. Because we're really ingrained in the pain of being right. It's better for us to be right than to do anything else in the world, because if we choose to do anything else, we're not going to look good in our own eyes, and that can't happen. Oh, no. None of that's going to happen. We got to look good in everybody's eyes. But that's the fallacy we live, because we have to look better than the other person. We're a fashion statement of poverty. And that's really what we are, because we're really trying to use this country as a fashion statement of poverty. And And we really look up to people with money because we think they're smart. They are. But you know what? So are you. And when you can engage in that inner self and listen to it and quit being manipulated, and I've done this, and I've probably done it as good as anybody in the world. But you know, that's okay. If it wasn't for being manipulated, I probably wouldn't have a radio show, started this new website. And that's what's going to happen in life. We're going to bridge this gap, and we're going to start having communication and really open it up and do what we're going to do and really, really expand people. And you know, the thing about life is we're going to get to enjoy this ride. And it's going to be a fun ride. And you know, you can only do what you can do, but you know, nobody really understands how much they can do. Because we are unlimited. We really are. And you know, we can always do something that everybody else can't. And I just really learned something myself. I can't do two things at once, so I'll wait till I'm done, because I really have a passion of seeing people being wealthy and successful. And I just released a new CD, Fear Is My Friend, Expanding Astute Revelations. See, fear is not false evidence appearing real. False fear is an emotional, it's really emotional anger ready to escape and open you up, because fear is just unrefined wisdom. Everybody tries to be tough, and we're not. We're really not, because everything we don't see is tougher than we are. It's everything we see, yeah, but everything you don't see is where your real strength is. It's being willing to see what you don't see is where life is lived. Because life is fun when you play in the sun. And the sun means a superstar, undaunted nirvana that you're willing to open up to. Because you really don't understand how powerful you are in your mind. But it's your heart is where you're the supercharged superhero. And that is what really moves you forward. When you unleash that heart, spin them chakras to the right and get that gut involved, that's your genius unleashing tantalized ability. Then you got it. Because if you live in your head and your heart and your gut ain't into this, it's not going to happen. And your stomach and them always have had the courage. It's your head that talks you out of everything. And that's what happens in life. We allow our heads to talk us out of everything. Because of ingrained imprints of where we failed. And that's another two words you really want to take out of your life is faith and belief and believe. It ain't because they're bad words. It's because they have imprints in your subconscious mind that you have been, your faith has been fissured, your beliefs have been wrong or been fissured, and your belief was a fallacy. If you really open up to trust your listening abilities to talk in the moment and listen and expand in the moment and trust what your inner self says, then you don't have to have belief. You have trust. And you see the world as a trust of white light you walk on. That is where this is. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching is about. It's about opening you up to let go of everything you don't you feel you have to be involved in. The only thing you really have to be involved in is you. And the biggest fallacy is sacrifice. I've always said, you got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice. No. If you're expanding your wisdom to have a better life, you're sacrificing when you don't. You're engaging that inner sage when you do. See, the spiritual world really has, and the coaching world really has some backwards words and some backwards way of looking at things. What sounds tough is really you're in your head. And I've got a CD coming out. It's going to be Unbind the Mind and Open Up the Subliminal Mind to Live in Prime Time. And that's what we do. And when you open yourself up with rhymes, you actually feel better. But it's really about engaging in yourself and really opening up to see how much you can encompass and how much willpower you have. You know, they always say good, bad things happen to good people. That's because they're always trying to serve people instead of serve themselves to serve others. And that's what's really happening here. You know, I've witnessed this. I've been involved in a couple things, and they've always went south. But people take honesty and somebody that really wants to go forward, next thing you know, they're trying to take advantage. And then when the person doesn't go along with their agenda, they get mad. That's what the insecurity and immaturity is. And they don't have the wherewithal, and especially in the coaching world and speaking world and spiritual world. I've met more different type of people in there than I have in the electrical trade. And the electrical trade, there's a lot of fake, but there's a lot of good. And in the spiritual world, it's just, to me, in the coaching world, it's just like corporate America. They're just out to sea. And they have a little clique, and if you're different in the clique, you're not going to make it. And that's okay, because it's going to take 2% of the people is all you're looking for. That's 30 million people in the world, and they all send you a dollar. You got $30 million. So that's where the wealth is. But it isn't the wealth. It's how can you engage in a universal vista and expand it. Because people are afraid of everything in life. Because we don't understand. And my website, if you ever choose to have hypnotherapy, there's a audio on there of me doing a live hypnotherapy session right on the radio. And it was quite astute. So anyway, you can email me at rob@cowboy-wisdom.com, or you can go to my website, cowboy-wisdom.com, and you can Skype me at cwby.wsdm. And here's the thing. It's about engaging in you and letting go of thinking you're smarter and you're just because you got an education, you're better. Because everybody can do and knows one thing. And that's what life is all about, is opening up the world to see success for everybody. And there is success for everybody, but something I've learned for myself is I had to let go of fitting into society's way. And that's what the politically incorrect is. And that's what this is going to be about, is engaging people in conversation. And the blue collar and the independent voter and it's a voice for the independent voter and the blue collar workers, so they don't have to put up with the insane of the college education, because I've tried to have conversations of gentleman-like ideas with them, but they always have to be egotistical, and you can't teach egotistical arrogance. And you can't talk to it. So, but the rest of us, there's still 30% of us that don't fit into that mold in the world. And we can move the world forward because the other two factions are too busy fighting. 34%, it's about 34%, 34%, and 34%. 34% left wing, 34% right wing, 34% in. So anyway, I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I want to thank you, and I'll be here Thursday night, and we'll talk to you then.